listening to the Multifamily Podcast, brought to you by Ron Ruiz and Martin Canciola, co-founders of Apartment SEO, a premier Google agency, where we discuss current multifamily and real estate trends, apartment marketing strategies, and speak with some of the most influential thought leaders shaping the multifamily industry today.
All right, so today is going to be an off-the-charts episode of the Multifamily Podcast with Ron and Martin. We are so lucky to have on the one and only Sherry Killingsworth, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Willowbridge Property Company, and you probably know them formerly as Lincoln Property Company's Residential Division. We're going to be talking about her early days in multifamily, pivotal moments in her career, learn more about the story of Willowbridge and how it actually all came to be, and also dive into the process of rebranding from Lincoln to Willowbridge as well. It is our pleasure to introduce Sherry Killingsworth, VP of Marketing and Communications for the Willowbridge Property Company. Welcome to the Multifamily Podcast, Sherry.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. To represent Willowbridge.
Yeah, we got to say it like three times, right?
I know. Willowbridge.
Well, honestly, Sherry, it's such an honor to have you on the show. You were definitely on our short list. The timing was ironic because you're on our short list over a year ago. It just seems like the months fly by. Then we heard about this transition from our internal team going to your conference. And I know last time when we saw each other, I think it was at social media conference earlier in the year, you had mentioned about this upcoming change. And so this is huge. So cannot wait to share more with our audience about that. But let's kick some things off, giving our audience a little background of how you entered the multifamily vortex, as we go, right? And also about your career path in multifamily, obviously going from director, even before we knew you, right? Marketing director, national marketing director, and all the way up to now VP of Communications and Marketing. Yeah. So we want to hear your story, sister.
And it is a vortex because you get sucked in, right? Sucked in. And you never leave. You never want to leave. You think you want to go, but you don't. You don't. Yeah, we have this thing here at Willowbridge. It's called boomerangs. So we have team members that leave and then come back, and we have so many. And so we like to call them boomerangs. I've been a lifer here at Willowbridge. So I graduated from Texas Tech with a degree in public relations and management, and I could not find a job whenever I graduated. And I was like, get me out of this dusty city, this windy city. And I do not want to wait tables anymore. Oh, I would do anything. And I had a friend who was from Dallas, and she had worked for Lincoln at the time, some summers, and her dad was in the industry. Actually, he had a flooring company. And she got me an interview with her old RPM, Holly Stuckey. I don't know. Maybe Holly's listening at the time. Yeah. And so I got an interview and they hired me. Holly hired me. She had me sell her a can of Coke, actually.
You remember?
Yes. Oh, my God. Because I was so nervous. But yeah, so she hired me. And that's the only reason I moved to Dallas, was to work leasing apartments. That's and amazing. Yeah, I worked at, it was called Lincoln Crossing in North Dallas. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so I worked on site for about a year. And then the position in the Village in Dallas came open, the Village Marketing Director. So that was, 14 different apartment communities, for those of you that don't know. And it's kind of the hub where everything started, really, for Lincoln. So it's 14 different communities right there together. Now it's different. It's so different now. I went through so many different interviews to get that position. And so that's really where I learned everything about multifamily marketing, was there in the Village. And I was there for like 9 years. And it was such a great experience. And I made some of my best friends there in the Village and just learned so much. And then Jennifer Sichokas actually created the role for me for national marketing manager in the corporate office and promoted me. So I owe that to Jennifer. I owe a lot of things to Jennifer as do so many people in this industry.
We all do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very instrumental and supportive.
Yes. Yeah. So Jennifer gave me the opportunity and I moved up to the corporate office in Dallas. And so I was her national marketing manager for 5 years and learned so much, did so many different things. And I really had the opportunity to grow and that's where I really learned to design a lot of things. And Jennifer gave me the opportunity to do so many different types of things. It's where I learned everything about SEO and branding and social media. And, you know, whenever I was in the village, MySpace was just starting.
We're aging ourselves.
You know? So it was just insane. So I just really grew up and learned so much from Jennifer in my time. And then whenever she decided that it was time for her to move to Pinnacle at the time, then I was promoted into her position. Scott Wilder and Margaret Hefner, they gave me the opportunity to move up into the VP role. And so, yeah, I just feel like I've had multiple lifetimes with this company. They just keep giving me chances.
No, but you've also here, I mean, 9 years at one quote unquote property. I mean, even though it is a village, as you mentioned, it sounds like it was their flagship as you shared. So what great exposure for you too, right? And obviously it's good for you, good for them. Exposure.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
All the good marketing mix and being up during a time in MySpace. What a time in digital.
Yeah. I know.
We're talking about centralized leasing right now. You're like, been there, done that.
That's old news.
Yeah. In the village. What are you talking about?
Right. That's right.
So Sherry, so being in the position you are today, what were some pivotal moments of opportunity that really made a difference along your career to get you where you are today?
Well, I feel like it's, you know, those people like the Scott and Margaret and Jennifer, who really believe in you and give you the opportunities to move ahead. You know, we as a company really believe in promoting from within and giving people the opportunity and training them up. And I think if we weren't like that as a company, and if, you know, you don't believe in your own team, to grow into what you believe that they could be, then you're really missing out. And so I think that's the only reason that I'm here and I'm as successful as I am today is because of those people that believed in me for so many years. And they taught me and they let me grow, into, this field and kind of focus on the things that I really loved and didn't make me focus on the things that I was not great at. You know, they just kind of let me grow and challenged me at the same time. But yeah,
that's amazing. I mean, great leaders make great leaders. And obviously, you know, you were one for the call-in, like, bring it on. Right? I mean, through the years, obviously now in your role, obviously we know it can be challenging at times to bring teams together. I mean, this is probably another moment, right, where you're like, you're rah-rahing the troops to, you know, kind of jump on this new mission at hand, which is, hey, we're now Willowbridge, right? Talk about identity crisis or identity for those, especially the tenured people. So how do you inspire your teams to align themselves with your company's goals and trajectory? I mean, great question, right, for what you're doing right now.
So I feel like, we've been doing this a lot for the past, since before COVID, because that's whenever we first started our partnership with Cadillac Fairview. And that was being really open and transparent with our team. And being very communicative about what was happening and not being behind closed doors all the time and sharing information. And if you share information, people are less likely to be closed off and scared about what's happening. And there's no reason to be so closed off and to not share in the vision and the mission and what's actually happening, because if they can buy into the vision with you, then they can get excited with you and buy into it and help you achieve it, honestly. I know it sounds like the dream, but it really actually is. And, you know, every time I would learn just a little bit about what was happening, a little bit about the company that was going to be our new shareholder, a little bit about their vision, I would come back and have a meeting with the team and talk to them about it. Anytime I felt like I could share something, I would always come back and talk to the team about it. And they felt empowered because they had that bit of knowledge. So I think that that's really helped. So every time, even with the whole entire company, even beyond just the marketing team, even beyond just the national marketing team and then the regional marketing team, for the whole entire company, whenever we've been going through this process of, you know, whenever we first had Cadillac Fairview and we had the partnership, and then it went through to the full, you know, the ownership earlier this year, we were very communicative with all of our, you know, our whole employee base, sending out emails and posting things on our internet and just making sure everyone felt like they knew what was happening instead of like we were holding something back. And I think, you know, whenever you are so transparent, it just helps with the buy-in.
Yeah, that's huge. Definitely. That way they feel part of the village, part of the team.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Transparency is definitely key, because either you have to put out the chatter or there's going to be other chatter going on out there. So,
right. You have to control the narrative or it'll be created for you.
So how did you navigate your career to take over marketing for NMHC's second largest management company nationwide? I mean, that's a pretty big accomplishment.
I think It took control of me.
You're right.
You know, we I feel like we you know, we don't have at current moment, we don't have a huge business development team. And we've been around for 65 years. So we have gained a lot of our business because of our reputation and because of just the way our ops team works, right? We're a great operator. We run lean and mean. We have a reputation for running lean and mean. But we are a great operator. And we have great relationships in the industry. And I think that that's really helped us get to where we are today. I think a lot of that is changing because there's so many new players in the game buying properties, and there's so many more competitors out there that we are having to up our game, which is part of, you know, our strategy and what we're doing moving forward. But I think that it's a lot of it lends to just our people overall, and how, you know, how we do business and how we treat not just our employees or our residents, but also our clients and just how we do business every day.
And I think something to your credit too, at least what I noticed on the vendor side, on the supplier side, is not only do you, you know, obviously earn the business, but you guys have a great retention rate is what it seems like.
Yeah.
With your properties. I mean, we see a lot of movement going on and, you know.
We try. I don't know. There's a lot of churning and burning.
There is. But I mean, it seems more consistent on your end.
Yeah.
Which is a good, that's something to say. I mean, we all want that retention, right? For the stability of all of our people.
Yeah. It's hard on everybody to try to transition communities. You know, it's hard on the teams on the ground. It's hard on the management team, whether it's going in and out.
Yeah.
It's hard on the ownership group. Like it's a very tedious task and it's not easy for either group.
Yeah, for sure. So the big question, Let's hear about the Willowbridge story. How did it be? Really excited. I'm really excited to learn more. And I know we shared some stuff earlier in the year, but I want to hear the real story now, the full story.
So we had to change our name because Cadillac Fairview and Ontario Teachers Pension Plan, they purchased the company. They purchased the residential side of Lincoln Property Company. So the commercial side was purchased by another company. So the founder of our company, the whole Lincoln Property Company, which is Mac Pogue, So he was the founder in 65, right? And so the commercial side, they get to keep the Lincoln name, which is fine. That's okay. Fine. We get to start a whole new legacy, and we're very excited about it. But with that new legacy, you know, we wanted there to be a tie to this heritage that is so rich. And we're still the same company, and it's all the same people. And we're not being incorporated into the infrastructure of our new shareholder. We're still a standalone. So it was really important to us to have a tie to everything that we've built in our foundation. So Willow Bridge, Willow is a tie back to that heritage. So our very first property in Dallas that we built was Willow Creek. And the second one was Willow Wick. And so then the willow tree was actually a feature on our on some of our like internal awards called the Gold Medallion Awards. I think you guys are familiar with our Gold Medallion Awards. So it's sort of like our internal Academy Awards for our community teams, but it actually has a willow tree on it, and there were actual like gold medallions you wear around your neck. Just kidding. So those willow trees were on these awards. And then fast forward, we have this program that's called the Circle of Honor. And it is a program where whenever you get promoted from on-site team to a regional team, from a regional team to national, it's called the Circle of Honor. You're inducted into this program. And we, at one point in time, we were giving a little pendant, or you could get a ring. And on this ring or this pendant, it had a willow tree on it. So it all ties back, right, to this symbol of the tree, which is all about growth and strength and perseverance, right? And so it just all kind of made perfect sense. And then the bridge, of course, is to tie the past to the future. So that's where it comes from.
That's amazing. And was that purposeful to have the willow tree in the wards? And
do what? I'm sorry.
Was that purposeful back in the day to have the willow tree?
It was.
So you've always paid homage to the willow tree. That's awesome.
That has to be
incorporated in this next chapter.
Yeah. So I feel like whenever you just hear the name just randomly, it's like, what in the world? I don't even understand what that means. But then whenever you get some of the story and you understand that it's a tie back to everything that we've built and that it really stands for something, and it's what makes our company great, which it's strong and it's purposeful and it's authentic and it's resolute and it's down to earth. And it's rooted in growth, right? And so that's what we wanted.
That's it.
Yeah, go with them roots. Nope.
That's right. Strong roots.
I love the willow tree. I love that it's all tied together, and I love hearing the story on how it came to be. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
So being a digital marketing agency, we're really interested to hear about the rebranding process. What were some of your challenges that your team faced, and any big wins along the way from rebranding Lincoln to Willow Bridge?
Yeah, it was a challenge. I would say, you know, we started with a branding team, an internal team. Like we hired IDEO, which is they're a design agency, I would say, and not a branding agency. They do brand, obviously, but they're a design agency, and they work a lot with Cadillac Fairview. And so that's how we came to be partners with them. And whenever we were partnering with them, they would give us, through this process, like 60 names at a time. And it was quite overwhelming. But it was really interesting to be in the room with our new CEO, and then like our chief accounting officer, and then our president, and then the president of development. So you have all these different types of people with all these different backgrounds. And then you'd have me, so the only marketing person, you know, and everybody's opinions about the names. Oh. And so it was really interesting to try to dive through the process and try to figure out how we were all going to work together through the process to actually get to a name that we really wanted and that was going to work for the company. So that was the challenge. The big win was, of course, getting to where we are, which is something so totally different from anything that we expected from where, what we thought. I mean, but we're all very, very happy. So, and it's much unlike anything I think that's in our space from any of our competitors.
Yeah, especially, yeah, with the, I mean, the legacy that you carry obviously is strong, right? And so I can only imagine how much emotion there was tied into some of the, you know.
Yeah.
And you on the marketing side, like you mentioned, including them, you know, and the design side, I'm just picturing it, okay, like now we have two words, not one word, you know. Like
right.
We rebrand properties if needed, like, you know, before you had LinkedIn interview or something, you know.
Yeah, so we were... so we unveiled the name at our conference. So we tried to hold it very close so that only, you know, 20 people or something across the whole company knew the name. And our CEO, like, you know, unveiled the name, and we broadcast it to the whole entire company at the same time. So everybody found out the name at the exact same time. And so we were standing backstage, myself and Megan, who is our director of communications. And I was like praying and just pacing back and forth. And I was like, oh my gosh, please let this go well.
Like, and just say it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh. And then once he said it, and people applauded, I almost fainted. I was so happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely a diverse world you guys got there, right? With, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of stakeholders, right?
Mm-hmm.
People to buy into that story.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, a little transition here, but speaking of the whole diversity in DEI, what are Willowbridge's priorities back in Lincoln days or anything moving forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So moving forward, I would say before, you know, we have a lot of curriculum surrounding DEI, but I think moving forward, we're going to have a much more, a stronger focus on it, because now we have a new SVP of people and culture. So I'm very excited about that. So that's a brand new role for us to have. So that, and she is going to head up what is going to be our new HR function. So all of that is being built out, which is going to help unburden so many different things at our community level. But within that is going to come leadership training and mentoring and a more built out training department for property management, and then for everything else, asset management and development and all of that and operations. But I look forward to the things that are coming in that department, because we haven't really been able to focus on it because we just haven't had the people, or the structure. So one of the big things in our strategy moving forward is working on that structure, because we just haven't really had a national kind of organizational structure to manage a company this size. So we're going from five regions really to kind of one company is what we're, one of our big strategies moving forward. So I'm excited for the things DEI that are coming. With our people and culture.
That's awesome. Division. That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of fun stuff on the horizon for diversity and inclusion.
Yeah.
So being that this rebrand is so new, what does the future hold for Willowbridge? What are some big plans for the future?
Yeah. So like I was saying, we were and are, it's still five regions, but we're very entrepreneurial. And now we're more moving into a more streamlined, not totally centralized. I'm not going to say that. More streamlined organization. But we have really ambitious growth plans to where we have to scale. And we're just not really set up right now for that. So we have to focus on how can we work on changing our organization structure to be able to scale that growth. So that's what we're going to be working on. And, you know, everything is just evolving so much. We need to start evolving with it. And we need to start making some changes. We are looking at all of our technology. One of our big initiatives is to, like I said, unburden our on-site teams. Because right now, as a third-party manager, we manage so many different platforms and so many different systems, and we expect our on-site teams to be able to log into all of them and do all of these things and lease apartments and, you know, take care of the residents and, you know, do a little bit of everything. So one of our biggest goals is to figure out how we can unburden our on-site teams and our regional teams. Most near and dear to me, obviously, is our marketing team. How can I unburden them so that they don't have so many systems to log into?
I think that's huge. And that's definitely what our industry, I think, is looking at as a whole as well, right? From the world of centralization and just really understanding how we could best support the on-site so that way they could best support the, you know, the residents. Obviously, that's one of reasons why we're all here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when I was on site, I used to say, or when I transitioned from on site to the vendor side, I remember saying, like, if we could reduce some of the stuff, I was advocating for the site, right?
Yeah.
We could do so much more, you know, as far as retention and resident, you know, events or rent increases because you give stellar service. Mm-hmm. And in the world of tech, obviously, we're one of them. We want to make sure that we are low impact. And
yeah,
we'd love to follow you along or walk along with you on that journey, because we too are looking at things like that as well, how we can best support on the marketing side. So that way it's less things for them to do. So any other news you want to share or programs about Willowbridge before we transition on?
No, I think just, you know, everybody just watch along.
That's
watch
awesome.
Us on our journey.
Watch me.
see what we come up with. It's exciting and new, you know?
That's it.
Yeah.
So all the new social pages, everything should be set up for them to kind of find and
start
building, because you're building all those up right now as well too, huh?
Yes, we are. We have most everything changed over. And yeah, one of the difficult things is whenever you want everyone to find out the name at the same time, so you can't really do a lot of pre-work, you know, changing everything. And there's a lot of work still to be done to changing the name across the company. So there's still some LinkedIn things out there that we're trying to change. But I think we're in a really good spot. But I think there's some exciting things coming.
Side question. When you guys decided on the name Willowbridge and it was finalized, how was it picking the domain, the .com? Was it a challenge? Did you have to buy it in the aftermarket? Was it available already?
It was a challenge. It was a challenge, you know, even deciding, you know, our name officially is Willowbridge Property Company. And like, when do we use the property company? When do we not use the property company? And do we use, you know, property company in the domain? Are we going to use PC? Are we going to use this? Is it going to be this? And what are we going to do about the charity? And what are we going to do about the internet? And so many different things. But we actually were able to get, we moved through with Willowbridge Prop Co. is what we used. Yeah. And we're able to get it. But Willowbridge.com, we were not able to get that, unfortunately.
I mean, the Lincoln domain, the three letter domain is just.
So that remains.
You don't get those kind of domains anymore.
No.
That's a really good one too.
Yeah. So that remains with the commercial side. So.
Yeah. So. Maybe we can get the initials later on for Willowbridge.
Maybe. WPC.
We'll keep an eye. I'm going to keep an eye out for that and see what we can do for that.
Yeah.
get an acquisition going. So now for the last segment of the podcast, the lightning round. It's going to be all about your strategic vision, leadership qualities, and industry knowledge and how you actually navigate challenges. We'll ask you some pressing questions other multifamily professionals and owners would love to get your perspective on. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Sounds so intense, right?
All right. So what do you perceive as the most significant challenges facing the multifamily sector in the next 5 to 10 years? And how are you preparing your organization to address them?
Most significant challenges. I feel like it's always with technology. And how do we not implement too many technologies? How do we choose the correct ones? And I would say that we are going to hire a chief technology officer. And so that's one way we're going to do that.
That's awesome. That's huge. So how do you foster a culture, with that being said, of innovation within your company? Do you have an example maybe of an innovative idea or something that originated from within your team actually that was successfully implemented? Maybe it's the Willowbridge story.
I think I would say that we still, you know, we were talking a little bit about how we have each region and they're very entrepreneurial. We still want to foster that, and we still want every region to be entrepreneurial and to have those innovative ideas. And whenever they do, we want to raise them to the top so that every region can then implement them. Because we don't want to stifle creativity, and you know, we want to empower them. For our team, I don't know. I would say an innovative idea or practice. You know, for the national team, we implement a lot of platforms and communication systems so that we'll get out of email. Like we use Trello and we use Slack, which is not anything really innovative, but for our Willowbridge space, it is, to help us manage projects and communication, just so that we are not sitting in our email all day and using that to manage tasks and projects.
Yeah. Especially in a remote world, right? You got to stay these teams together, literally. Yeah. We use project management systems.
Yeah.
Huge.
So next question, how do you balance maximizing profits with ensuring an exceptional resident experience? What initiatives or programs have you put in place to enhance the resident journey overall?
Ooh, it's a good question. And that's one of our big strategies moving forward over the next 5 years. And we are going to be hiring a director of resident experience next year in January. So excited about that. So someone we're adding to our team, but ensuring that exceptional resident experience, we've been looking at all of the technology piece of it, because that's from a marketing side, that's what we have the most control over, and seeing where we're failing in the integration and kind of what that resident experience is, because we have too many. Right. There's too many integrations. There's too many things we're asking them to log into and seeing where we can clean things up and make things more efficient for the resident and just make their lives easier from whenever they're, you know, applying, leasing, moving in, you know, getting their pet sitter, cleaning service, whatever it may be, you know, reserving their amenity. Just really trying to, you know, research and make sure that that is a much more seamless process, because again, we have so many different systems and so many different ownership groups that use different things. It's hard to manage all of those and make sure that, you know, they're all working seamlessly. So we've been working on that.
Yeah, that's totally huge, especially anything around the resident journey. I mean, we're all consumers at the end of the day, and we all have an increased on-demand, you know, our on-demand needs, right? So it's like, that's good that that's your policy, but like, what's it? So I think, and again, you got to maximize profits, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like we could add more people, but that doesn't help with the bottom line. So what is your criteria? You mentioned about expansion. I'm really excited about that. And I know that you have a leaner business development team, but what are your, what's the criteria for identifying new markets or regions for expansion? Has that been topic? And how do you evaluate the potential success or risks, obviously, associated in entering any new areas?
I think it is typically, we do have a new asset management team. And we're growing our development team, which is exciting. I would say that we haven't really gotten into new markets where we haven't been. Recently, we have gone into and are growing our Seattle market because it is difficult to get into a market where you aren't, right? To try to source employees. And, you know, it's just, it's really difficult, especially whenever we are already in so many other markets. That we do support. I think that one of the exciting initiatives that we will be looking at is whenever we are going into a new market is purchasing management companies.
Rob, that you heard it from the Multifamily Podcast.
Mark that. So, you know, it's that's a easy an easy not cheap an easier way, right, to get into a market as opposed to buying, building one deal, hiring, because you don't have the resource, you know, you don't have boots on the ground already. It's difficult.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hopefully you come back to the SoCal market strong and than ever.
Hey, I it's a rumor. I have heard it.
We want to see more of you in our backyard.
Yeah. Me too. I'm ready to come back.
That's it.
All right. Well, it looks like, I mean, that's a wrap for the lightning round and this episode of the Multifamily Podcast. Thank you again, Sherry, for joining us today. We wish you and Willow Bridge well in your new endeavors. And I know your teams are really going to set new heights and standards for our industry. Ron, closing thoughts?
Oh, I mean, obviously, I always say that these that go so fast, right? I have 20 million other questions, but of course, we can confer hopefully on our next one-on-one, possibly in Vegas for OpTech.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I'll be there.
That's I like can't tomorrow. Miss
it. Look for the team in purple. We will all be
I was going to ask you, what are the colors? Yeah. Okay, so purple.
Yes, look for the team in purple. We will be there.
Okay. I would only presume that you guys are going to come out like, you know, we're going to see across the
absolutely.
But on a personal level, like I've totally, obviously, I've known you forever, followed your success. I remember when you and JStack were a team, a smaller team than what it is today.
Yeah.
And just seeing your career and just what you've done for LinkedIn, obviously, you're a very valued partner of ours as well. We love working with you guys. I'm so excited for your future and the innovation. I mean, it almost seems like it's a whole new startup. Am I getting the right theme here, like with legacy?
Yeah.
Like benefits of like recreating who you are.
Yeah. I mean, that it definitely feels that way. You know, we have this great strength of, you know, the LinkedIn that we were, this great foundation, and all of these resources and the strategy and the strength of commitment for where we want to go. So it's a really exciting time. It's an exciting time.
I'm so excited for you,
Mark. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely. It was a pleasure. Thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you. All right, everyone. You know what to do. Make sure to subscribe to the Multifamily Podcast at multifamilypodcast.com and get your free marketing analysis or reputation report card at apartmentseo.com. Also, if you have been thinking about bringing your Google Ads search strategy in-house, then take some time to head to Ads Manager. That's ADZManager.com to learn more about our latest AI innovation and set up a demo today. Until next time, bye everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Multifamily Podcast, brought to you by co-founders of Apartment SEO, a premier Google agency, with your hosts, Ron Ruiz and Martin Kinchola. Join us again next time as we continue to bring you the latest and greatest in the multifamily industry.